So you were on a Liberty before this ship, though?
Yeah, I was, yeah. When I got back on another ship, done on this ship, and I joined it in Manchester. And that's where I live, and they have a canal, you know that. Have you heard about the Manchester Ship Canal? It goes from Manchester to Liverpool.
Okay.
A deep canal, deep sea. It would take the ship easily. It'd take the ship easily because why? You could lower the mass on the ship. And also because this had an oil-fired engine with the air blowers. It had a short stack. The stack on the ship went easily under the bridges. And as far as the mass go, if you look them today, you'll see they can be brought down. Not easily today, but they do work.
Right.
You have to be afraid of the wire that pulls them up. So, this ship I met in Manchester.
What was the name of that ship?
The ship then was called Sam Dart. It's on the record down below, if you can find that record, but it's on there.
Yeah.
But it's no different than this ship.
Same.
And it's the picture of the Sam boats on there. All kind of names. Sam Dart, this, you know, now called Sam Dart. I didn't know what a Liberty ship was at that time. I didn't know they'd been invented.
Right.
I didn't know how they were made. I didn't know they were put together in 40 days, 20 days, and finally 4 days. Didn't know anything about that.
Yep.
All I knew is it was a good looking ship. I'd seen them in convoy. I said, look at my ugly ship. I'd like to be on a ship like that. I'd seen them in port. I said, this ship seems to be getting around everywhere. Everywhere I go, I see that ship. I didn't know it was a different name.
I see, yeah.
You know?
Right.
So I knew of them, but not the reason. The reason is they're putting them out.
Yeah.
I mean, this port here put out 300 of them.
Yeah.
Besides other ships that they built.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my knowledge of that. I didn't know anything.
What year did you get the Liberty? 44?
I took the ship. Middle of 44, and I joined it in Manchester, I'm talking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
And it had military cargo in. Well, I knew it wasn't going to Russia, and because it was a Liberty ship, and I didn't know that name either, because it was a nice looking ship, I went on. I came on here. This ship not was the same. The coffee pots are gone. They used to be there. Stainless steel coffee pot. Two of them. I went in the Victor ship later in the fleet and I got two of them off and brought them on this ship. I thought, we'll install them here.
Okay.
You know, I got two. Steam, they're all the same. All they got to do is screw them to the bulkhead, hook up to steam, you got coffee.
Huh.
Little did I know that this ship would not operate on steam anymore. There's no steam here. So we had two coffee pots down below in number 5. I don't know if they're there, they're probably gone now. Somebody stole them and pinched them. But they're no use. They got to be used by steam. So anyway, got my bunk over here, got the same bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Mattress that thick, this wide. It was like a hotel, you know. Before, you go on a ship, you take your own bag and you fill it full of straw, which the ship provides, and you get your own fresh straw to sleep on. That's the way it was at the beginning of the war.
Because mm-hmm.
that's the way the ships were. Couldn't ask for anything else. I'm not saying they're like this on the first ship was on, that Kaipaki, because that was a state-of-the-art ship at that time. Had to go a long way with passengers.
Yeah.
I'm sure the sailors on that ship didn't leave it.
Right.
But other ships, it would be a surprise. It was a surprise to me. But luckily enough, I never came across that, but I learned about it. The mattresses were nothing. On this ship, they were brand new. They've been renewed since. Mm. So we had only 4 guys in there, and sometimes you didn't have that. Sometimes you had 2 guys, and maybe an ordinary team. Whereas in the British ships, or other ships, I won't say British,
mm-hmm.
they were all in the bow, or they were all in the stern.
Yeah.
You ever go through a ice field, living in the bow? You ever go down a railroad track with no tires on your car? A little brother. That's the way it was up in the ice. in the Arctic.
Breaking through the ice.
Convoy would go in ice all the time.
Yep.
Ice that thick, broken up, your ship would push through it, push it on the side. In the bow there, it was an awful noise, because your bow was pushing ice aside.